Oiskov, she is Yael Chaveira Bechoma, she is Storich, Gufo Uvidvorov. The person should help somebody else out, whatever the person needs. Gufo Uvidvorov. It's an interesting Lashon that he uses, Lashon of Gufo, but physically goes and helps somebody, as opposed to stock, which is just with money. But Dvorov is an interesting Lashon. You'd say the two tzadim usually are begufay b'moina. The Gemara says that stock is only b'moina. And the tzadim is begufay and b'moina. Begufay b'dvorav, you help him out with your speech. Dvorav means his items. Pasha means with his issues, his matters. It's an interesting Lashon. Kleisel is Oiskasech, and the Morris says in Yavamas, the Kleisel is Oiskasech, that there's three meters which are indicative of being a Ben Yisrael. Rachmonim, Bashanim, and Gomel Chasadim. So there's a meter of Rachmonis, and there's a meter of Gomel Chasadim. Now, in our mind, sometimes, many times, we equate the two, the person who's a Rachamon, he cares, he has mercy, he's a merciful person, so therefore he's a Gomel Chasad. What is the difference between the meat of Rachmonim and the meat of Garmel Chasadim? There's a Maisa with the Barons at Zal. They say the Baron was once in Eretz Yisrael, and the person stopped him and asked him for an adava in the street. So he gave the person an adava. And then, a minute later, he turned around and ran back and gave him another adava. So they asked him, you know, you already gave him, why is he giving a second time? He says, the first time I gave him Pashat, you know, he told me his story. I felt very bad, so I gave him. The second time I gave him because I wanted to give him. So what did he mean? He says, there is a mokum. There's some people, which, you know, you hear a story, it doesn't affect you. Or you see somebody has a problem, it doesn't affect you. So to me, the Rachmonis, I'm able to, I am concerned, I do care. But sometimes when a person addresses an issue, when he sees a problem with somebody else, part of the reason why he's addressing it, because I feel pain in your situation, so I'm uncomfortable, so I want to stop being uncomfortable, therefore I'm going to help you, because this way I will feel better. But at the end of the day, there's a certain element of shalom lishmo, I'm doing it because I'm gaining out of it. I feel better, I feel uncomfortable when I see this person having the problem, and I get myself out of that pain by giving. So Rabbi says, the first time I gave him, Pashi told me his story, it sounded so terrible, I felt bad. So I gave him something because I felt bad. The second time I gave him because I wanted to give. Not because his pain bothered me. I already took care of that. I want to be a person who's a giver. There is a meat of Rachmonis. And Rachmonis is a davar chashav ad l'moed, that a person can feel with somebody else's, he can empathize, and he can feel somebody else's pain. And he can notice it. And sometimes you're not even, sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's not even obvious. Sometimes the person with the biggest pain is the person which is the one who gets, you know, is the biggest nudge, and the person who gets under your nerves the most and bothers you the most. He's a person who has the biggest problems, and he needs the biggest help. And a person could overcome that and empathize with even such a person, that's a gewaldige madrega. But the madrega of becoming a noisin, that the goal in life is that a person starts out as a noitel, and a young child is a noitel, and we define godless in Kleisel that a person is a noisin, is because he's doimed to kuchabrichu, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives because he gives. His whole metzias is a metzias of a person who wants to give. Avraham Avinu sat, and there was nobody else, there was nobody walking the streets. Nobody was out there in the roads. So fine, if nobody has any chesaron, so good. So sit and learn taisus. Like, what's the problem? Chazal say that Rashi brings from Chazal, he was mitztayer that there was nobody to give to. If nobody has a problem, there's nothing, you don't have a need to give. Avram wanted to give. His kayach of the Sina was so powerful that he wanted to give, and he was looking for somebody to give to. That was his starting point. So the Bereshim did a mechesed and gave him somebody to give to. And even the one that the Simple Zizel says in a very powerful machshava, he says that the one the Bereshim gave to was a malach, who didn't really need it. Because the goal of the Nesina is not just to fill up the hole of another person. The goal of the Nesina is because you have to be a person who's a giver, not a taker. So even if, you know, obviously you don't shove it down, the guy still doesn't need it. But the Torah Dafka goes out of its way. Avraham Avinu gebald in the veld. You think about it for a second. So Avraham Avinu had an Eshu. And the Chazal say he had an Eshu for 27 years. V'yit Eshu b'Be'er Shava. And he gave Mamish the Kiyat HaMelech. And he had his tent open on four sides, and you know, you come home from, you know, Cheder with your tent with four doors on the four sides, and it's beautiful, etc. And that's Avraham Avinu's chesed. Avraham Avinu worked like a slave day and night to give to people. He gets two words in Chumash, Vayita Eshel, Be'er Shava, Vizdehu. Eshel means Achil Ashtiya and Lina, Achil Ashtiya and Levoya. Thousands and thousands of people went through that Eshel for free that Avraham Avinu gave to them. Gets two words in Chumash. The parsha of Vayera Elov is the Chagansa Maisha. He runs this and that. The Torah B'dafti is Marich, Rishon Lezion said, in this place, I want you to understand the Sina is not just because the person has a chasaron. You have to be a person who's a giver, not a taker. And you see it, the people, when loyal, they have to come under somebody else, and it's painful for them. Because they don't want to be a taker. They want to be a giver. They want to. That's what gives them, makes them feel, you know, makes them feel comfortable with their role in life. I want to say one or two just you know, areas on the mind. I have to tell you, I happen to be, obviously, I'm very biased about my yeshiva. I think we have a wonderful yeshiva. I think I have yeshiva Baruch Hashem of wonderful bachrim who are going to chassadim, do give and do think about somebody else. But even kol zeh, it's kedai to make two horas. Over the year there are many things which come up in yeshiva, there's things which have to be taken care of. There's Erev Shabbos, you have to clean up, make Shabbos look Shabbos, there's Shabbos sudas, etc. And you will notice that there's a group of bachrim, the same bachrim for the most part, will be the ones who will be doing those jobs. The ones who will be sticking around after Seder, and some guys can push a guy, I can't, I understand. But there's some people that stick around after Seder or Friday afternoon, and they're cleaning up at the same basement, it should look nice. And there's the people which, you know, after the Shabbos Suda, they help clean up. And there's the people which are busy with good things, but they're not the ones who are making it their business to make sure that they're always available to help. And the person, you know, just think about that. The tzibur doesn't run on its own. The tzibur that you live in needs people to take care of it. And a person should say that, I want to put myself in that place that I'm one of the people who helps the tzibur. So Solanter says that if a person wants to get a schus for the Yom HaDin, he says there's almost no schus you can get. You want to come into the din, vis-a-vis Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's very difficult to be matzliach in the din. Because there's a lot of things which he didn't do right. But if a person comes to the din, the person says, you know, maybe him and himself, you know, maybe he doesn't deserve. But the tzibur needs him. He's an isha that the rabbim tzrichim loy. So b'schus the rabbim deserves it. So he gets taken through the Yom HaDin b'schus rabbim. Which means that a person's willing to put himself out, even though it's not so necessarily so convenient and so comfortable. Person's willing to put himself out for the tzibur. We're willing to be there to make sure that the other people have what they need. Even though sometimes it's uncomfortable, you know, I'm not telling the madrega they had in Kelim. You know, Kelim, you know, Bali Musa that they were. So in Kelim, the chashivas was the more degrading the job was, the more chashat hamachachon they would give it to. Because the schus to be meshamish the tzibur in a degrading fashion belongs only to the biggest tamid chacham, the biggest yirei shemai. So the biggest tamid chacham in base matters was the person with zayich to clean out the basic kisa. Like that was considered godless by them. Godlessness was giving. So you deserve to be the one who has such a godless schus to be meshamish the tzibur in a degrading fashion. No, you don't deserve that. You're not ready for that yet. We're not holding by that madrig. Okay. I want to take that a step further. And it doesn't only exist in this tzibur that you're living in right now. A person grows up, leaves yeshiva, settles in a community. And other people, you notice the same thing happens in the shul. There's the people who are there, stay late for Motzei Shabbos and help clean up. People come early Erev Shabbos and help clean up. There's the people who help set up for the shul functions. The people who help to get involved in the school boards of their city and help fundraise and make sure that And there's people who don't. The person should be looking to be that I want to give to the tzibur, be part of the tzibur, and give to the tzibur as much as I can. And it is a challenge. It's sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's degrading. Sometimes you put yourself out. You know, guaranteed somebody's going to give you a hard time about it. You know, this guy, you're helping, and you're doing as best as you can. And for this other person, that's not good enough. Of course, he doesn't help necessarily, and the person's going to test you. Now, this mechutzif of this guy that he's coming telling me how to do it better when he never lifted a finger to help the shul, and I'm the one who did it, that he thinks, I bet you're doing it wrong. Chutzpah. But that's what happens. That's part of life. Yeah? Your challenge. Are you doing it because you want to get the kavod? Doing it because you want to feel good about it? Get that good, warm feeling that I'm a nice guy? You're doing it because you want to give, because that's what the tzibur needs. And you're going to do it, whether it's comfortable or not. You're going to do it. So that's a challenge which we're forced to do. So whatever he needs, right? I take it one. That's the first tahara. The second tahara is b'dvorav. Let's talk about dibur. Again, I think we have a wonderful yeshiva. I think we're a very friendly yeshiva. You know, somebody walks in, bacham gover, say hello, shalom aleichem. In some places, that's not necessarily as common. Like, you know, you walk in. And of course, a person walks in, he's a stranger, he feels uncomfortable. And it's very nice when somebody walks over and says hello, etc. It helps him out. It's very important. And I believe that that's our yeshiva. I really do. That's our bachur. Which makes me very wonder, I just don't understand, that over the years, I've had people complain to me that the yeshiva is unfriendly. Now, I have to tell you that I believe that they are the miyut. I've gotten some wonderful responses back about the yeshiva. But over the years, there's people who claim the yeshiva is unfriendly. Now, what's the pshat? The pshat is, usually it's the pshat as a person who's walking in, who himself, for some reason or other, uncomfortable walking into the yeshiva. He's a shy fellow, and he sort of, in his mind, already predicts what it's going to look like. I'm going to walk in the yeshiva, and nobody's going to greet me. When you walk in like that type of air, you walk in sort of like, put, like with this like look, like, don't bother me. So, most of us respect that look. And we don't bother him. We had a fellow who used to come in sometimes for Mincha. And before he left, he said, he just wants to come over to me and tell me that yeshiva is an unfriendly place. As we told him, I just want to inform you that that's so. I said, thank you very much. I appreciate the compliment, right? Now, I watched the fellow the next day when he came in. He walked in, like about 5 minutes before Mincha, and he ran to the Shorim Shaka, and he took a saber like this. So what do you like the guy to do? Stick his hand in front of your nose? What do you want him to do? He sort of predicted he's going to be rejected. And he precipitated rejection. And then he ran out right at the end of the last cottage. I also would be pretty unfriendly to such a guy. I mean, how exactly, when am I supposed to say hello to him? One day I got a call to him when he just said he was walking in. I said, hello, where are you from? How are you? Etc. And then he actually sent a complaint about the yeshiva to Rabbi Merkin, and I got a call from Rabbi Merkin about, you know, the yeshiva is not being friendly enough. And I said, you know, Gavald Nevelt, you know, how are all the guys who didn't find the yeshiva friendly sending nice letters? That would be nice also. Okay, but it's not the first time I got that. And again, I believe it's because usually the person walks in expecting and being uncomfortable with himself, expecting rejection, so he precipitates it. But those are the ones who need it the most. You get a fellow who walks in, you know, he's somewhat uncomfortable in the yeshiva setting, you know, for whatever reason. He didn't have a good experience in yeshiva when he was young. Or he met one guy from yeshiva one time but wasn't friendly. Or he meets a guy walking down in the Warwick and the guy's busy, the guy doesn't say hello, so he says, most of the yeshiva guys don't like me. Why is that the conclusion? Maybe the conclusion is that the guy's busy, and he didn't notice you. I mean, there's a lot of other conclusions besides the guy that doesn't like me. Because in your mind, you think he doesn't like you, therefore you assume that's why he did it. I understand that. But those are the ones which the person has responsibility to reach out. He needs it the most. He needs that warm word and that hello. And the ones which are the most unlikable are the ones that you need to love the most. That's the saying they talk about parents with kids. Your child, which is the most unlikable, is the one who needs your love the most. The kid who bristles with, you know, gives you back a hard time, is the one that's challenged you inside, do you really care about me anyway? They test you. So what I need the Torah for, why is it my achrayus? Why do I have to be the nice guy to this guy who's going to rebuff me the first 17 times till finally I break through the ice with him, till he relaxes with me? It's a good question. So if I'm doing it to get my warm fuzzies, you're right, I'm not going to do it. It's not a warm fuzzy. I don't get a very warm fuzzy feeling by interacting with such people. But if the person's goal is this person needs and I want to give, because I'm giving not for looking at the return, so I'll do it anyway. There's Chavos Chaim brings a gewaldige medrash. The medrash says that one of the meroyim went out of town. He had, I guess, an inn or something like that. He came back and says, "How was it while I was away?" He said, "It was great. People came. We served them. They gave you a bracha." So he says, "That's not good schar." Again, different time he leaves, he comes back. Says, "How was it?" He says, "People came. We gave them to eat. They cursed us. They yelled at us. They made fun of us." He says, "Ah, that's gavalda geschar. That's where it's really at. That's when you're really giving." And a person has to rise, you know, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives. I mean, he gives to us. We're not from the nicest, wonderfulest, you know, warmest, smiling back to Kadosh Baruch Hu either. We give him a hard time, and he gives. We want to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We give. And out of the wonders of the heart is the gift to the Baruch Hu gives. So we're called upon to write. So those two nakudas, A, that the musik of achray is the musik of looking out to give to somebody else. In the tzibur which exists here in yeshiva, and the greater tzibur as a person moves on. Number one, and number two, that sometimes the people which are the hardest to give to are the ones who need it the most. And if we're looking to be true noisnim and true givers and true, we care about other people, we'll give to those people even though they're the hardest to give to.